Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Today is July 1st, 2022. Again, the greeting is Assalamu alaikum, which means may the peace that only God can give be with you. You have tuned in to the blog talk recording or promotion, I should say, of our Friday service, our Friday Jumma service. And we will play for the first 20 minutes or so, we will play 25 minutes, chapter 18 of the Quran. We'll play that first, and then at about 5 minutes till, about 25 minutes from now, we'll have the first call to prayer. And begin the Jumma sermon, the Kutbah, the sermon, at 2 p.m. So we thank you for joining us. We're here in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Nur Allah Islamic Center. We're located at 2040 East 46th Street. Oh, my goodness, I gave the old address. We're at 830 North Midhoffer, and we moved 2 years ago. We are now, today, we will be here in person as well, and that is 830 North Midhoffer Avenue here in Indianapolis, Indiana. At this time here, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran titled El-Kahf, or in English, The Cave. Thank you for joining us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
we narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclosed them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest And say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, They tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا
Say Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, Lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright. Thy Lord,
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tidings that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, "How long did you remain in this state?" The other said, "We remained so for a day or part of a day." Then they said, "Your Lord knows better how long we remained in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper." Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, "Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them." But those who prevailed over their affairs said, "We shall build a place of worship over them." Some will say concerning them, "There were three and their dog the fourth." And some will say, "There were five and their dog the sixth." All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, "There were seven and their dog the eighth." Say, "My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number. So do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, 'I shall certainly do this tomorrow,' unless Allah should will it." Thank you.
Remember, I was saying, the saints died, robbed before his birth. That Lord. Those Lord. Bring that to the Father. So, the saints robbed one nurse.
That was a lie. Some translation says fear Allah. But we don't fear Allah. It tells us to
So
Remember Allah, even when you were down and out. Right? That's the way Yusuf, Allah be pleased, Alayhi Salaam, the Prophet Yusuf, Joseph, when he was in prison, he didn't forget about Allah. He continued to pray. He continued to thank Allah. He didn't even want to prosecute the ones that got him put in jail. He asked Allah to forgive them. Right? So we have to do that. He said, "O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance and glorify him morning and evening." This is what the believers do. Constantly. So my point is today is to get us to study more. Study more on the remembrance of Allah. If we make ourselves alive. No time for the extra stuff. We have to continue to do this, brothers and sisters. The believers stay in the mode of salat. Always make you do it. Because when you're working, you're worshiping. Right? When we're working, we're worshiping. It keeps us from doing those things that are not beneficial to us. And we always thank Allah for our work. We always give credit to Allah for our work. It's Allah. I know it will. He got these books in a little while ago. It's commentary on selected verses of the Holy Quran. This is not the Quran, but it's commentary on the Holy Verses. Imam Muhammad shared with us in his book, page 226, for those that are listening. Imam Muhammad said, remembrance of Allah ties things together. It ties everything together when you remember Allah. Allah connects us with our obligations. The Holy Quran said the remembrance of Allah is the best for the one to Allah. It means that whatever you may think of doing that will help you, there is nothing that can help you more than the remembrance of Allah. Not that that is enough within itself to just remember Allah and forget about it. We know that prayer, salat, if it's not really lived, one more time, if it's not really lived, that is if the faith that you show, if it doesn't come out in your actions, we know it was nothing. Someone who just prays all the time and does nothing, his prayer has no meaning. But if you pray and you are sincere in your prayer, and if you are really giving recognition to Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, prayer is going to make you conscious of the things that you are neglecting to do in your own life. This is the power of salah, worshiping. You may be neglecting your own wife. You may be neglecting your children. You may be neglecting the home. You may be neglecting your obligation to help the Muslim community. You might be neglecting yourself. So whatever it is that you are neglecting, if you remember to turn to Allah in prayer, and if we do this conscious of what we are doing, it is going to improve us in every way, because Allah, Azza wa Jalla, is the only thing that will connect us with all of our obligations. If I put my heart on making a beautiful home for myself, that beautiful home is not going to connect me with all of my obligations. Put my heart on being a successful businessman. That is not going to connect me with all my obligations. If I put my heart on being a good father to my children, even that won't connect me with all my obligations. I might put my heart on being good to myself. That won't connect me with all my obligations. But there is something, and that is Allah, Azwajal, the mighty and sublime. Allah will connect me with all my obligations. You that believe it. Remember Allah much, often, all the time, in between the sacraments. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. That if we put our heart and mind consciously on him, through him, he will connect us with all our obligations. Because the Creator ties everything together in the proper way. Almighty Allah. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahu mulku lahu hamdu yuhyi wa yumiitu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There's nothing worthy of being worshipped but Allah. We compare nothing to Allah, no shirk. To Allah be the perfect praise. To Allah belong the dominions, the heavens and the earth. Allah is the giver of death and life. No one can kill you or take your life if it's not time for you to leave this world. Allah gives death and life. So we thank Allah for this beautiful day of Jummah. And we ask Allah for his forgiveness and mercy. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم second part of the football believers I pray that my football help somebody, that inspires somebody to just study the remembrance of Allah. The time is now. The world that we're living in are some difficult times. Put it on my heart because the prices of everything is going up. You might get to the point where the air is charging us to breathe here in a minute. We're going to have to remember Allah in these times. But we don't panic. The believer don't panic. Because we know Allah gonna provide. If we make our five daily prayers. But some sooners in there with it. But zikr to Allah constantly. Allah will ease this situation for us. If we continue to share what we have. You know, so after Jummah, we can disperse and go our separate ways, right? But after when we leave Jummah, we should, you know, be looking for somebody to share this with, you know. Or go back and listen to it again. Maybe someone, you know, expects you to share, call one of your cousins or brothers on the phone and say, hey, when they say it in the church, hallowed be thy name. I know what that means now. I know what it means to be born again now. I didn't know back then. You raise your hand because everybody else raised their hand. You've been born again. We know these things now. We had a teacher. We thank Allah for sending us Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for our teacher, our imam, Imam W.D. Muhammad, and our residential imam. He continues to bless us as a community. And we have to give more support to our residential imam and to the whole ummah, to the whole ummah. Don't be neglectful of the community. Strengthen yourself with dhikr. Dhikr strengthen you. There's no strength or might except with Allah. La hawla la quwwata illa billahi. There's no strength or might except with Allah. And we have to say that all the time. If somebody says alhamdulillah, we say la hawla la quwwata illa billahi. Allahu akbar, la hawla la quwwata illa billahi. There's no strength or might except with Allah. Yeah, you see, man and women around here with muscles, they're not strong. They can go out there and pick that car up. But like Imam Nasser shared with us, they lose a loved one, they lose a dog, if they lose something in their house, they cry like babies. Right? So we have to continue to give all glory and praise to Allah, the perfect praise to Allah. I pray that Allah continue to bless us as a community and we continue to grow. Yeah.
Okay. We want to give thanks to Brother Mustafa for a most excellent kippah. Yeah, we got to record it. We got a little problem with the audio on the phone, but we got it on Facebook, inshallah. So, no, next Saturday, the 9th, we believe it is the day for the Eid al-Adha. We got 8 days. We got Indian. What are the plans? For you, you in contact with the other command spirits? So what are they saying? Where? Okay. So the other thing that next, not tomorrow Saturday, but it's two Saturdays from now, July 9th for Eid al-Adha. So we get the location information soon. So there's no, I think that's the weekend school. No, there's no weekend school, I guess, the next 2 weeks. Because it'll be 4th of July week here. The following that would be the Eid. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Any more announcements? Yes, yes. Okay. Inshallah. Thank you. Any more announcements? Tune in Sunday to our broadcast. We're going to talk about the history of halal meats in America. The history of halal meats in America. And Tuesday night, call in. You tune in for that, inshallah. We got some nice glasses on. We should have liked you to a book of mine. Man. I should read a book in school. I like them. Good. No more announcements? All right. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I guess we have two questions from Sister Kathy. Yes, they're an E committee. I'm going to have you to contact Brother Lucifer. What's up?
You want to call? You want to call for the address?
Yes, okay. You made it. Alhamdulillah. And she said, will it be a Patreon? So Sister Kathy contacted Brother Lucifer. She got more information than I have. Okay. Thank you.